Late Show Sorrow, Stephen Colbert grieves over Kamala failing to stop Barbarian Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 2, 2025. CBS's The Late Show host Stephen Colbert grieved over former Vice President Kamala Harris failing to stop President Donald Trump during her first major interview since her 2024 election loss. "I'm just curious, at any point as you're counting do you to go, anybody want to storm the Capitol? Anybody? Nobody wants to? Okay," Colbert asked Harris of her thoughts before certifying the 2024 election results, making a joke about events that had transpired on January 6, 2021. Watch below. Elsewhere in his conversation with Harris, the Late Show host bizarrely claimed, "The national mood is so grim in many ways, and people are so shocked by the abuses and the abhorrent corruption and the violence against neighbors here happening in the United States." Colbert also claimed that Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court are giving President Trump free rein. "Less than a year ago, things were very joyful," Colbert added in an apparent nod to Harris's failed 2024 presidential campaign, adding, "There was actually a lot of hope associated with your campaign. And there was a lot of promise that we might actually not only keep this absolute barbarian out of the White House, but also we might actually make progress as a country with the type of people that we wanted to see in office," the talk show host added. Trump won both the popular vote and the Electoral College, sweeping every swing stage in the race, proving that Colbert's definition of "we" was a small fraction of the electorate. Recent polls reveal Americans are more optimistic under President Trump now than ever before. Colbert also told Harris that she predicted what would happen during Trump's second term, running through a list of things he claims the president has done, before asking Harris if she would like to say, "I told you so." "You warned everyone about the future under our present president," he said. "You said he would prosecute his political enemies. He would cut Medicaid, Medicare, he would ignore court orders. He would alienate our allies, he would give massive tax cuts to the rich. And I know you're not here to say I told you so, but would you like to?" Colbert asked. Harris replied by boasting, "You are correct that I did predict a lot of it. But Stephen, what I did not predict was the capitulation," she added, to which the Late Show host asked, "that people would roll over for this president. I didn't see that coming," Harris answered. "And perhaps it's naive of me as someone who has seen a lot that most people haven't seen. But I believe that on some level, you know, there should be many who consider themselves to be guardians of our system and our democracy who just capitulated. And I didn't see that coming," Harris repeated. Meanwhile, additional polling found that Democrat leadership is still struggling to gain approval, as Americans reject the party's agenda. Colbert had Harris on as a guest of soon-to-be-canceled The Late Show, confirming his reputation for turning the once popular program into group therapy for liberals, hosting 176 left-leaning guests and only one Republican since 2022. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @ @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.